You need this. Falser advertising. Pitch 15. Of the Heart. Last time, nominal history podcaster Noah settled further into the comforts of sponsorship. His focus on history for its own sake is probably doing fine. But how does it shape his personal life?
Selling out is easy to do. It's not so hard to find a buyer for you. When money talks, you're under its spell. But what do you have when there's nothing left to sell?
And that's why Henry VIII was the dating coach of his day. That said, we're not all so lucky in love. You might recall my former partner, name withheld, editing the show. The good news, we've resumed the romantic half of the relationship. The bad news, she's suing for half the show's profits. Name Redacted claims each minute of my insight takes 3 times as long to edit, which is preposterous. Unfortunately, New York contract law might agree. We'll see which way the iron dice land. I know that the situation with name withheld sounds odd. Insane, even, given our long record of bitter and public insults. But love's like that sometimes. If history tells us anything about love, it doesn't. The inputs, experiences, and outputs are random. You can only ride the current and let it fill your heart. Or eat it. Name withheld got me a card for the 100th episode, without a royalty request inside, and I think that's nice. But if there's one thing I love more than name withheld, it's the sponsors that make Histo Remix possible. Like Heartshot, matchmaking evolved. Don't worry, Heartshot's not just another dating service, or at least not a mortal one. Heartshot is a spiritual map of every living soul in the United States. When you sign up, their best shamans pull the red string of fate, which is more literal than you think, to find your top 100 ideal partners. Now you know I don't pitch you anything I don't use, and I'm proud to report that Name Withheld is my 13th best match, which, if you ask me, is pretty ideal for commitment. High enough that I fear losing what we have, but low enough that I don't feel dependent. Name withheld and I could play this game forever. And the rest of my list is fascinating. Did you know that my 76th best match is Candace Owens? And that my first is married to my second? It's a small world. I wish all 100 of them the best of luck. If anyone in the top 10 wants to talk about history, you know how to reach me. Now, those of you in the know about the arcane might wonder about the cost of this knowledge. Why rock the boat? Well, in my experience, the line between normal romance and cursed romance is none. Let Heartshot get rid of all the mystique standing in the way of a real connection. You might find your outer demons more fun. And that's our first sponsor. But Rome wasn't built on just one purge, and this episode isn't from just one supporter. Once you've met one of your top 20 heart shots, I mean really, you're doomed below like rank 40, 50 maybe, where do you go? I suggest a romantic night at the American Orchestra. The American Orchestra takes classical standards and erases the socialism. For example, the formerly dull New World Symphony. The American Orchestra adds soulful country guitar, a drill backtrack, and original verses written by conductor and creative director Kid Rock. From the New World is reborn as From the U.S. of A., and someone in the audience cries every time. If you love music, and most podcast fans are audio-friendly, you'll love the American Orchestra, or at least have a strong reaction to it. The American Orchestra has a pure docket of 1- and 5-star reviews, and as life pushes us towards numbness, isn't anything that makes you feel worth it? That's what I look for on date night anyway. Now, I know you're eager to get back to royalty's hottest, least inbred bachelors. Name Withheld says it's our most popular plotline, bar none. But we've got one more sponsor to appreciate. While some of us go to the American Orchestra with our flesh and blood partners, or even alone, others go with AI partners. They are lost. They are damned. An AI lover puts you just outside the family of mankind. Until, after bottoming out in a pool of their own fluids and open AI fees, they turn to the Lud Center, the premier AI dating rehab facility in North America. The Lud Center is distinguished by method. Other centers lead with empathy and understanding. The Lud Center screams obscenities at patients in a lightless room until the implications of betraying humanity are clear. And once they admit the error of their ways, they are held for 20 more days for additional yelling. This is the new face of care in a changing world, with changing methods of betraying the human project to not fuck your phone. The Lud Center charges patients a difficult number of digits, admittedly, steep fees. But I assure you, the expense is worth the benefit of being a human being with baseline dignity. There are some fates worse than death. In this, the Lud Center can be considered saints. Now, back to the history. What Henry VIII lacked in charm or ethics, he made up for in nothing. A tradition honored by husbands today. Remember when you start your